state government has decided to fine contractor Broad Spectrum more than $100,000 for the escape of escapee Laurie John Jr. Dodd, who was captured in dramatic circumstances this morning. The Corrective Service Minister has more to tell us about this. Good afternoon, Minister.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jo.
Fran Logan, can you tell us what these new changes are that you're making to Broad Spectrum's contract?
I will. Thanks very much, Joe. Look, the Department of Justice has introduced a new compliance program for hospital visits to ensure that whether it's contract staff or it's Department of Correction staff are following the proper policies for the management of prisoners, particularly while they're in hospital. And that was a clear failing identified, already identified by my meetings with both with the department and their discussions with Broad Spectrum, hence the reason for the $103,000, $840 financial penalty. We're also going to upgrade the operations centre of the Department of Justice, because it wasn't simply just the failings of the contractors themselves in terms of their handling of the of that prisoner whilst he was in a single hospital room, but it was also the operations centre and the Department of Justice in terms of what security classification was given to him in the first place. And I requested the department to tighten that up and have it tightened up by today. And so now staff at the operations centre and key prison staff have been advised they must consider in detail all presenting matters, of particularly that's prisoners coming into the system, their behaviour and recent charges of prisoner movements, as well as the historical information to ensure that prisoner risks are more adequately assessed. In the past, Joe, all they did, and this was the issue with Dodd, they simply looked at his risk status when he left the prison system, and this was 18 months ago. Now, that was not acceptable. He was arrested violently, in a violent way, and he presented as a violent a remandee into the prison system, and that wasn't taken into consideration. Now that it will be taken into consideration at all times and all prisoners.
And so you're saying that the Department of Justice has to take some of the blame for this, not
absolutely.
Just Broad Spectrum.
Absolutely. Now, absolutely they do.
How do you come to the figure of $103,840 for the financial penalty? Because for a $258 million contract, that looks like a bit of a hit on the wrist with a wet lettuce.
Well, unfortunately, that's what's written into the contract itself. I had a look again back through the contract, which was a contract signed by the previous government, the Liberal National Government, in 2016.
Correct.
And one that I've got to, you know, comply with and enforce. Having looked at the escapes section of the contract itself, it is $100,000 for any escape that's outside a custodial environment. And in this case, of course, it was a hospital. I presume that the other $3,840 are for other matters that go to the management of the prisoner.
Right, okay. So we're 3 years into this contract, pretty much.
Yeah.
Will your government be looking at whether or not Broad Spectrum gets to keep the contract at the end of this? Would you ever consider going back to properly trained prison officers, for example?
Well, we're doing both, Joe, because I indicated yesterday that their training begins in November this year for casual prison officers. That is, and a number of those will be retired prison officers who will actually be able to assist in transportation and hospital sits in cases like this. And now these people who've spent a significant period of time in the system know how to manage prisoners, know how to deal with prisoners, and they know policies and procedures. And with respect to Broad Spectrum's contract itself, they've been made well aware that they are on the path for this contract to be in serious trouble on the basis of this escape. Now, that will be taken into account, clearly, when that contract comes up for renewal.
Fran Logan, thank you very much for your time this afternoon on Perth Live.
Thanks very much.
That's the Corrective Services Minister, Fran Logan, telling us that there's going to be a pretty small fine, really, $103,000 against Broad Spectrum, but also some changes to the processes.